Use Notebook LM when the final artifact needs Google-grade polish. Audio overviews, video overviews, slide decks, infographics, classroom workflows, or a workspace native research experience. Use Open Notebook when the constraint is control. Self-hosting, local models, private source ingestion, repeatable batch work, or agent-accessible knowledge workflows. The strongest setup is not Notebook LM versus Open Notebook. It is Notebook LM as the studio layer and Open Notebook as the automation layer underneath. The mistake is treating Open Notebook as a straight Notebook LM replacement. Google is turning Notebook LM into a polished learning product across Workspace, Gemini, Classroom, and Studio outputs, while Open Notebook is winning the infrastructure job Notebook LM does not expose cleanly. Local, configurable, automatable RAG. That makes the hybrid more useful than either product alone. Pick Notebook LM for polished learning outputs. Notebook LM is the better choice when a learner, manager, or instructor will consume the output directly. Google's own Notebook LM product page frames it as an AI research partner in Google Workspace that grounds responses in user-provided documents, not a generic chatbot over the open web. That positioning matters because the 2026 updates push Notebook LM toward a learning studio. Google added Notebook LM Plus to Google One AI Premium with higher usage limits and premium features. Workspace updates also describe slide revisions, cinematic video overviews, new infographic styles, EPUB support, and PPTX export for eligible users. Those are publishing features, not just retrieval features. Notebook LM is also getting distribution advantages Open Notebook cannot copy from the outside. Students in eligible Google Classroom environments can create personal class notebooks grounded in educator-provided materials. Gemini notebooks now connect the Gemini app with Notebook LM as a project base for source collection and grounded output. Education Plus and Teaching and Learning add-on customers also get expanded Notebook LM capabilities, including increased source context. So the decision rule is simple. If the output is a learner-facing artifact and Google already gives you a polished generator, use Notebook LM. Pick Open Notebook for private automation. Open Notebook is the better choice when the workflow needs to be operated, scripted, or kept local. Its GitHub repository describes it as an MIT-licensed, private, multi-model, local alternative to Notebook LM and says the project exposes a REST API while Notebook LM does not. The project documentation emphasizes self-hosting, Docker deployment, and Llama support for fully local operation. That changes the trust boundary. A local Open Notebook deployment can ingest internal Markdown, PDFs, and research files without making Google Workspace the default system of record. The privacy claim is only valid when the deployment actually uses local models or an approved private provider. Open Notebook can also be configured with cloud models. But that configurability is the point. You can choose where inference happens. The setup cost is real. The official quick start is not a one-container shortcut. It creates a Docker compose, IML with SurrealDB, Open Notebook, and, for fully local AI, Llama, the Open Notebook service uses the lfnovo/OpenNotebook. V1 latest image and exposes the web UI on 8502 plus the API on 5055. The repository compose file also requires an Open Notebook encryption key and SurrealDB connection settings. That is more friction than opening Notebook LM in a browser, but it is what makes Open Notebook useful for teams that need repeatable ingestion, predictable storage, and agent-friendly workflows. Use Open Notebook when you need a backend, not a polished frontend. Root each task with a four-column table. The hybrid architecture works because the products have different centers of gravity. Use this routing table before building a workflow. Requirement better choice. Why watch out audio overview for a learner Notebook LM studio output is productized and easy to inspect. Usage limits vary by plan. Video, infographic, or PPTX output Notebook LM Google's 2026 studio updates are the strongest cited advantage. Eligibility and age rules apply. Google Classroom use Notebook LM classroom notebooks are native to Google. Best fit is education environments already using Workspace. Private research over sensitive docs, Open Notebook, self-hosting, and local models can keep data inside your environment. Privacy depends on configuration. batch ingestion and rough synthesis, open notebook, Docker local setup, fits repeatable internal workflows. You own operations and model quality. Agent or API orchestration, open notebook documents a REST API on localhost, 5055. Notebook LM has no official public REST API in the research synthesis. Use documented open notebook routes, not guest Notebook LM style paths. Non-technical adoption, Notebook LM workspace, UX beats local setup. Less control over the execution layer. This is the non-obvious takeaway. Notebook LM is becoming more valuable precisely because it is less infrastructure-like. Open Notebook is becoming more valuable precisely because it is more infrastructure-like. Build the hybrid as a source-to-studio pipeline. The practical workflow has three steps. First, collect sources in the system that matches the sensitivity of the material. Public course references, classroom readings, and learner-safe material can start in Gemini or Notebook LM. Internal notes, unpublished drafts, customer research, or private repositories should start in Open Notebook. Second, use Open Notebook for rough work. Ingest the sources, ask repeatable questions, extract claims, and produce a rough synthesis. This is where local control pays off. The supported API shape is a resource flow, not post/API/notebooks/ID/query. Create or list notebooks with GET post notebooks, add content with GET post sources, then query via post chat execute or streaming post ask. The Fast API Swagger UI at is the primary live schema reference. Third, move the publishable subset into Notebook LM when the goal is polish. Use Notebook LM for learner-facing study guides, flashcards, audio overviews, video overviews, infographics, and slide exports. Treat it as a studio stage, not the system that must own the entire pipeline. Prompt, you are routing a learning asset workflow. Inputs, source set. Internal course drafts, public vendor docs, and private research notes required output. Learner-facing audio overview and slide deck constraint. Private notes cannot leave the local environment return. One, which steps should run in Open Notebook 2? Which steps should run in Notebook LM 3? One, privacy caveat expected output. One, use Open Notebook for private ingestion, source Q&A, and rough synthesis over internal drafts and private notes. Two, move only approved public or sanitized material into Notebook LM for the learner-facing audio overview and slide deck. Three, Open Notebook is private only if configured with local models or approved private providers. Cloud model routing changes the data boundary. Keep the caveats visible. The hybrid recommendation is strong only if the constraints stay visible. Notebook LM is quota bound and limits vary by plan, age, region, and workspace tier. Notebook LM also should not be presented as a stable automation backend without an official public REST API. If a workflow depends on Notebook MPI or browser automation, call it experimental and brittle. For Open Notebook, prefer the documented compose flow and the published API reference. Do not cargo cult single container commands or invented /API/notebooks/ID/query routes. Open Notebook has the opposite risk. It can look like a drop in Notebook LM replacement because the positioning is close, but it is not studio equivalent. The research synthesis does not show parity for Google's cinematic video overviews, PPTX export, classroom integration, or polished visual output. It also introduces operational work, Docker, model pulls, persistent storage, provider configuration, and hardware performance. The sharp rule is still useful. Polish goes to Notebook LM, control goes to Open Notebook. If you want to turn that routing rule into a broader source grounded agent workflow, start with core/ picking a Frontier Model 2026 Q2, then connect it to Google ecosystem design in core/Gemini Enterprise Agents, and local orchestration patterns in core/MCP from first principles to production. Question: a team has private internal notes and needs a polished learner-facing audio overview. What should run where? Answer: use Open Notebook for private ingestion and rough synthesis, then move only approved or sanitized material into Notebook LM for the final audio overview.